Thanks for rocking with us for 40 years. T95, the rock station.
T95.
Hey, this is Danny Walsh.
Hey, Danny, it's Meatball with T95. What's up, brother?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Are you enjoying a little time off?
Oh, I don't do time off. Some of my players stayed behind a few days after tour. We've been working. We've been kind of getting everything ready. Honestly, we've been getting everything ready for the next one. I just dropped them off at the airport today, and I'm sitting down building websites.
Building websites. So that's I didn't see that on your bio. I didn't know you were a web guy.
Yeah, I do most things. I try and keep myself very occupied.
Well, first of all, people obviously know you mostly for Asking Alexandria. You guys have had just a phenomenal, almost 2-year run on this record now, right?
Yeah. Coming in December, it'll be 2 years.
One of my favorites of the entire band, and you guys have been just crushing it. We had the full band here, and you guys did that one-off acoustic set with us back in March, and then we got to see you again at Rocklahoma. I mean, it's been a phenomenal run on this record for you guys.
Thank you. We had fun. We've had a lot of fun with it.
We kind of get a bonus now, too, because you're coming back to Wichita with your solo stuff this Thursday.
I am. It was very last minute, and the good people over there at Norton's Brewing, they... when we were there doing the Asking thing, they said, they were like, hey, we'd love to have you back sometime. And I actually had an event that I was already doing in Wichita earlier on that day. And it was just kind of serendipity. The universe kind of brought us together, and we were just like, hey, let's do it.
Yeah, we're happy it worked out because now we get a double dose of Danny Warson up here in Wichita. I want to talk about your solo stuff because, you know, Asking Alexandria fans, you know you for your rock stuff. Your solo stuff is not a total left turn, but it is completely different almost.
Yeah, in a way, I suppose. It still breaks down to being very much a Danny Warson album. So it's lyrically and melodically, it's very similar to the work in Asking. But, right. I think there's definitely a harder leaning into the blues and kind of a more vintage rock feel.
You know, you released The Long Road Home in 2017, and I loved that record when it came. It was almost a country album.
Yeah, that was. I moved to Nashville and got carried away.
You started hearing the mandolins and banjos, and you're like, yeah, I want to do that too.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder if I can pull it off.
Well, I love that record, and I will say I probably identify a little too much with Don't Overdrink It.
Yep, that'll happen. Made a lot of friends that way.
But then your new album just came out last month, correct? Shades of Blue?
Yeah, almost a month ago.
It's so cool to me that you've done something like this because it is very eclectic. It's got, you know, like you said, some of the older rock and roll and blues stuff, but there's some soul, there's some funk, there's still a little bit of country influence in there. The best way I can describe it is like this cornucopia of genre.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of stay out of a box and just be creative and have fun. And I mean, this was a chance for me to go back to my roots, go back to kind of where I started in music and what got me started in writing music and playing music. And yeah, it was not having to be so hands-on with Asking Alexandria now gave me the opportunity to take it back and really have some fun with it.
When you were writing this album, was it the intent to do something so eclectic?
I'm writing all the time. There are some amazing writers and co-writers on this album as well. And it was more so, I wasn't planning on releasing an album. I just wanted to release a lot of songs. I think when it came to, okay, it's going to be an album, I had such a wide range of stuff. It felt dishonest to kind of pigeonhole the record and it'd be just kind of, well, this is what that sounds like, even though I've got all this other stuff that I love. So I just mixed it up, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I took that risk and took that jump. Because people seem to be responding really well.
I've been describing it to people as like one of those records you put on if you're on a road trip and the weather's nice, you want to just roll down the windows. Like, this is the soundtrack for that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, with these different styles and stuff, was it hard to maybe adapting your voice at all to these different things, or did it just kind of work out to that?
Nah, I mean, like I said, this is me going back to my roots. This is just natural. For me, it's second nature. It doesn't really take much of a conscious decision or a conscious movement technique-wise or anything.
Okay.
It just kind of flows up.
Now, I was doing some digging while I was preparing for this interview. Did I see correctly that you have a writing credit on a BTS song?
Apparently. I saw that on Twitter.
So now you're diving into K-pop, too.
I guess so. Well, yes and no. I mean, I haven't heard it. My songs go to a lot of places. Like I say, I write all the time. It goes to my publisher if I'm not using it. And anyone can go to them and use the songs and do whatever they will with them. I rarely write something with a specific person in mind. It was also, I believe, Jeff and Bruno on there, so it was a Harlot thing.
Okay.
It would have been probably a Harlot side that didn't go on the album, if that's the case. It's cool. It's cool that the music and the everything's reaching new people and reaching new worlds.
You're going to get your name out there for a lot of different people instead of just the rock community. Now you've got K-pop, country, you've got all these different people that are getting exposed to the Danny Warsnump name. And it's, let me tell you, man, I've yet to hear anything bad or anything even substandard from your writing. Like, I am a fan from the get-go, man.
Well, thank you very much. But that is because I only release the good stuff.
So what do you do with the mediocre stuff?
The mediocre stuff goes to the publisher. Well, no, the bad stuff sits in a folder on my computer that will fit. It can never be opened.
It just needs to marinate a little bit before you put your final touch on it, right?
No. That's in the will as the delete, the trash this folder. I don't want to end up I don't want to end up in a Prince situation where people all of a sudden find a bunch of my old songs and then start releasing them, and people are like, this guy was really bad at making songs.
Well, I promise we won't go searching through your computer trash then.
It's my way of kind of filtering through writer's block. I just keep writing and I let the bad stuff come out. So instead of trying to find a needle in a haystack with a great song, I just get out all of the trash and I get rid of all the hay. I'm just left with needles.
I gotcha. Well, we're looking forward to your show tomorrow night, Thursday, down at Norton's Brewing Company. And again, a very happy surprise that you're coming back through Wichita so recent from your last show. And we can't wait for it, man.
And it's free. I don't do this very often. It's free.
Well, I'm sure they'll pay you in a little bit of beer, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Danny, I appreciate you calling in, man.
You got it.
We'll stop by Norton's and we'll catch you tomorrow night for sure, brother.
Cool. See you tomorrow.
All right. Safe travels.
T95, happy birthday. I hope it's better than anybody else's. Rock on.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, T95.
Celebrating 40 years in Wichita, the Rock Station. T95.